Missed opportunities, obviously. Great defense, and they're going to make you earn everything that you're going to get. And we had a few miscues, and it kind of snowballed from there.
Who's for five without targeting Sherman again?
Are you hiding behind someone when you ask that question? Jeez. We'll have a game plan, whatever it is. We're going to put the best game plan together that, you know, that allows us to go out and win the game. So that'll be to be determined on what the coaches decide and what it is. But I think we've developed as a team, and we got more threats, I think, now than what we did week one.
Why did that spread just kind of help open things up and get things, get the rhythm going? You know, in the second half, we kind of went the...
Are you talking last week or
yesterday?
Yes, okay.
It's happened more than once, obviously.
Right. I mean, the more – once Randall goes in the backfield, it just – it's something a lot of defenses don't see. It brings a receiver into the backfield. It allows more receivers to get on the field. It just causes problems, so matchup issues. So it's something that we've gone to late in games to get us into a rhythm and make some plays.
Because the game was so long ago, are there things that you can still take away from playing – team twice, or do things change so much?
There'll be a lot of things we can take from that game. I think one is being in that atmosphere, understanding what it's like, being used to it a little bit. Two, you always can take away playing against that personnel. Having experience against a guy will always help you, which obviously will help them as well, but to understand that and what they did against you. And then it'll still be a different game. There's some different guys I'll be playing, but besides that, you can take some things.
How much of a factor does the 12th man play?
I don't know. I think we handled it well the first time we were there. So it'll be to be determined. But a lot of our stuff is nonverbal. We'll work on it all week. Our snap count will be nonverbal, obviously. And as long as everyone's on the same page, we'll be good.
Jordy, I know you. Yesterday's game is in the rearview window. But if you could, just your thoughts on the game that Aaron had yesterday, especially what he did in the second half.
It was incredible. I mean, he's the best quarterback in the game. I think he's shown that over the years, and obviously this year and what he's done even the last few weeks, being banged up a little bit and being on one leg. So he's the leader of our team, leader of our offense, puts us in situations to make plays, and obviously he can make any throw that he needs to make.
Jordy, is Seattle's defense that good, or is some of it, you know, reputation preceding them?
No, they got a great defense. Absolutely. They play well together. They understand what they need to do. Especially at home, they keep it very simple, but that's because they got guys that can do it. They can get after the quarterback with four guys. Linebackers fly to the ball and are very physical, and in their secondary, I mean, everyone knows about them. So great defense, and obviously they've put it together the last few years.
What does it do for your offense when Devontae can have a big game and Corrals can contribute and Richard Rodgers makes a play, and it's not just you and Randall having a
tantrum? It's big for us. Obviously, we have a run game that's been working for us extremely well the last few weeks, and the more guys you have out there that can make plays, the better it is. So we've been used to that over the years, and this year's been a little different. It's been a building process, especially with the younger receivers and tight ends, to get them up to speed and get comfortable with Aaron and allow him to trust them and, you know, have that confidence in him. So that'll be big for us going into this game.
Is that going to be the big difference between that week one game, as there is kind of a body of work now for all these younger guys?
Absolutely. So they have the experience. They have experience playing in that situation. Now they have an experience of a playoff game. So their confidence is growing, and it will be big for them.
Are you excited to get a rematch?
Absolutely. There wouldn't be a better way to go. Obviously, it would have been great to have home field, but to go, you know, and play the defending Super Bowl champions at their place and have that opportunity to knock them off is a great opportunity. And if we're able to go do that and head to Arizona, I mean, you can't ask for a better way.
During the last NFC title game, one on the road, what are the kind of the special ingredients that go into getting it done when you're not here?
Normally take care of the ball, but when we won at Chicago, we had some turnovers, one or maybe two, I can't remember. But out there, we're going to have to take care of the ball. We can't give them anything. Make them earn everything just like they're going to make us earn everything. So no unnecessary penalties because they play the field position game extremely well, and all of a sudden it feels like they're starting every possession at the 50 and we're starting inside the 10. So that's just the way they're built as a team, and we got to make sure we maximize every opportunity we get.
Do you guys think about being a 7-point underdog at all? Does that fuel you guys in any
no.
way?
Jordy, on the opposite side of Richard, do you prepare for Maxwell and stay ready for Simon, or how do you approach those other corners?
We'll approach it just like any game. I mean, you'll look at the film, you'll break it down, just like we did in week one. You look at it all across the board, study them, because you don't ever know what they'll do, and there's different ways. I mean, even if you move into the slot on Sherman's side, he'll come in and guard you every once in a while. So you got to be prepared, because especially in playoff time, everyone will do what they need to do to get to the Super Bowl. So you'll study them all and be prepared.
Jordy, they don't change a lot, do they? I mean,
they play their stuff. They're very good at what they do. They have very good defense, and obviously it works for them, so there's no reason for them to change.
There's going to be talk this week about not throwing at Richard Sherman's side in week one. How do you look back at that situation? Was it overblown?
Yeah, well, a lot of it, with our no huddle, we line up in the first formation, we just stay there. And so that's going to be determined on what the first play call is. And then Aaron's going to do what he does and go through his progression. And we're going to be put in a situation to make plays and whatever plays we need to make to win the game. That's what it's going to come down to. It doesn't matter who we throw at, who makes the plays, whatever. When it comes to playoff time, it's about winning the game and moving on to the next game.
It could be Devontae against Richard. If it shows up like it did last time, mm-hmm. That's what it would be. How much more ready do you think he is?
He'd be a great matchup. I mean, he's growing. He's understanding the game, the speed of the game. He's got great quickness, great hands. So, I mean, he'd be ready for that matchup.